I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Wednesday took action to disrupt an Iranian oil shipping network it accuses of funding terrorism. Meanwhile, President Trump expressed optimism about engaging in diplomacy with Tehran. Details from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
As the United States sanctioned individuals, entities, and tankers to disrupt Iran's oil shipping network, Trump struck an upbeat note about the possibility of diplomacy with that country.
Well, we're going to see what happens. They want to talk. They want to make a deal.
According to the U.S. Treasury Department, over the past year, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and Quds Force have moved oil worth hundreds of millions of dollars through a network benefiting Syria's government and Hezbollah. U.S. officials on Wednesday also announced a reward of up to $15 million for any person who helps disrupt such financial operations. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Also Wednesday, Iran announced a further scaling back of its commitments to the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. President Hassan Rouhani said in a televised speech that the move involves development of centrifuges and will take place on Friday. After 2 days of onslaught by Hurricane Dorian, at least seven people are dead and thousands are homeless in the Bahamas. AP's Shelley Adler reports Bahamian Americans in South Florida has set up a donation drive.
This is the story of resilience of a community.
Ken Russell, one of Miami's city commissioners, on what residents in South Florida who have relatives in the Bahamas are doing with extra food and water they no longer need.
They started getting together, the local churches, the local businesses. And those churches, in addition to our fire stations, have been flooded with the generosity of the city of Miami.
All supplies, including boxes of diapers, will be flown to the devastated islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama. I'm Shelley Adler.
More on this story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, Dorian is gradually moving toward the U.S. coast. It's aiming now for the Carolinas. There are large-scale evacuations taking place in both states. Pope Francis is asking for prayers for hurricane victims. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Pope Francis is urging prayers for victims of Hurricane Dorian, saying they're suffering from the loss of their homes and their lives. Francis made the appeal in brief remarks to journalists traveling aboard the papal plane to Mozambique at the start of a three-nation visit to southern Africa. Francis urged the journalists to pray for all those in the Bahamas, which suffered the most powerful storm in its history. Dorian flooded homes, hospitals, and airports and made roads impassable. The full scope of the damage is still unknown. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The Pentagon has signed off on using military construction project funding to pay for the president's southern border wall. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
Defense Chief Mark Esper has approved deferring 127 projects, freeing up $3.6 billion to fund the border wall. The Pentagon's not immediately saying which projects will be affected, only that they're both in the U.S. and overseas and will not affect housing or critical infrastructure. While officials say the projects are not being canceled, there's no guarantee Congress will refund them. Lawmakers refused earlier this year to approve nearly $6 billion for the wall and will now have to decide if they'll replace any of the military construction money. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. citizen who joined the Islamic State terror group is now facing new charges and the possibility of life behind bars. U.S. Justice Department officials filed a new five-count indictment against 43-year-old Ruslan Maratovich Asanov of New York in federal court on Tuesday. The indictment charges Asanov with conspiracy to provide material support to Islamic State, providing IS personnel, training, expert advice, and weapons, receiving military-type training from IS, and obstruction of justice. If convicted of all the additional charges, Asanov could face a life sentence. U.S. officials repatriated Asanov in July, sometime after he'd been captured in Syria by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. Court documents say he's a naturalized citizen who came to the United States from Kazakhstan. And with anti-immigrant violence sweeping parts of South Africa, Nigeria on Wednesday urged its citizens to refrain from vengeance, even as at least two major South African-owned companies have suspended some operations there because of attacks. Days of looting and attacks on South African businesses believed to be owned by foreigners have had a ripple effect. South African police have reported at least five people killed, more than 110 arrested amid rioting and protests inside South Africa. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
V- VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.